Well, hi. How are you?
That was a thing we could never do before was
no
crack a beer.
No. Or not wear pants like we're doing right now.
We have pants on. Don't let him.
I'm wearing shorts and you're wearing leggings because pants aren't a thing. Hi, episode 2 of Andy's Things and Stuff. It's the first one. I'm not going to lie. I was a little surprised how many people
cared.
Listen. we're recording this on, what day is it? Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday at like 1 p.m. and we're drinking. Summer shandy for me, margarita for Tosh.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have my margarita. yeah, it's, everybody was like, hey, you should have Tosh on. You should have Tosh on. And then when you commented, oh, I guess I'll be on the next one.
And I was totally partially kidding. Like, I didn't expect to be on it
by
any means.
Oh, of course I was going to have you on it. I mean, it was, you were pretty much the first person I was like, no, they're, I like, because if I want anybody to listen, I kind of have to have you on. You're going to be the draw. Because, you know, drama. People love drama, you know. Because when things happen, you know, it's like, oh, what's the dirt? What happened? What was the thing? And so I kind of did all that last time. And now you're here to do it this time.
I will say, I listened to your first episode and...
Of course, she was the she was a big critic. She's like, it was awfully random in the beginning. I'm like, yeah.
But if that's what you're going for,
I literally
great.
Wrote down a bunch of random stuff. Yeah.
I'm happy that you're living your best life, but I must say, since I left the radio, and I know it was my choice, I'm the one that left first, but I have not been living my best life. it's been a little rough these last couple months. You know, I'm an overthinker and just, I've been kind of stressing myself out. I left for a job that I thought would be great. It wasn't super, and it was really a thing about like, it's not you, it's me. Like, I just wasn't a good fit for it.
Uh-huh.
I just saw like more money and good benefits, and they are a good company. But so now I'm still just kind of like feeling my way through some things. And, but I think it's just, I mean, you were at the station longer than I was, but I was there for 13 years. So anything is kind of scary. Like, I've just, I don't know what to do with myself kind of. And I'm like, is this a midlife crisis? Is this what,
yeah.
is this what's I happening? Mean,
but, kind of. I mean, that's sort of what
but I did
I
learn,
thought it was for me, too.
But
that phrase went through my head the other day, like midlife crisis.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where a bunch of my friends are like, well, what
Hold
do
on.
You...
I got to turn your mic down. I forgot how loud you
are. Okay, a few of my friends are like, well, what do you want to do then? Because, you know, truth be told, I did complain about the station a lot the last couple of years, and friends heard a lot. And they were like, you said you wanted this or that. And I'm like, well, but I'm also learning by taking this other job... You know, I don't know if cubicle life is for me. I need something more creative. I didn't realize how creative our job actually was until it was like taken away from me, kind of.
That's why I wanted to just start doing it, was because I would find myself having thoughts like just going about my day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm talking about. Oh, this would be fun to talk about on the show.
Like, I need more. And our job had like variety in the day. Like, even the 4 hours of the show, it seems like you're doing one thing, but like it wasn't the same every day.
It was still different. Yeah.
So if you know of a job like that, I'll take a feeler.
Everything after we got off the air was pretty much the same dumb thing every day.
That was a little, you know, it was still creative in some ways, though, some of it.
Yeah, sure. The
but
top
anyway,
10 I'm, garbage cans to I'm puke still, in downtown.
I'm still learning a lot about what I
What
want.
You want to do when you grow up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you're unsure, just drink.
And I mean, and in some ways, I had a guy I know from the gym. He was trying to be positive. I know he was trying to be positive, but it came off. He's like, well, just think of it this way. It's not like you have kids relying on you, or it's like you're supporting your whole family. I'm like, thank you for rubbing it in that I am single and also alone going through all of this. But I knew what he meant. Like, it's not like I'm trying to support a whole family, you know. But at the same time, I'm like, I also don't want to be homeless.
You know what?
So I still need a job.
If there'd be someone to support me
now. That's what I mean. Like, this, I've never felt more, like, for the most part, I'm like, I'm a strong, independent woman. Da, 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 da. And then all this kind of job stuff happened and it didn't all shake out the way I thought it would, like in my head. And I'm like, oh man, it'd be nice if I had someone to like rely on right now. nope, just me. And then I come home and, you know, there's no one to like vent to or talk to. And so I just sit there and spiral a little bit, overthink, you know. And then when I do see a friend, I just like word vomit all over him. But
yeah.
So that's how I've been for 2 months. Okay.
But like, so what's good? Like, something's got to be good. Something.
Right? Really? Like, I've been having a hard time. Okay. Like, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad I could help you out.
Before we started recording, I did say to Tosh, like, as you were talking and whatnot, mm-hmm. that if she had not given her notice, and like, we'd still be doing what mm-hmm. we were doing. I mean, to this very day, we would still be there.
But in some ways, I like, and I know, I'm hoping in 6 months, I'll just think this was all like, see, you just needed to go through that to appreciate where you are now, kind of a thing. You know, trying to be positive.
That's true,
but
in the moment, it's like, but I don't care about appreciating it later. I don't want to appreciate anything later. Because
I'm not going to lie, I do miss it. Like, I miss it a lot, but.
You miss the job or you miss doing the show? Because, like, I miss doing the show.
A little of both. You were the manager, though, so it's a little different.
No, I had a big bag of shit to deal with every day after I got off the air.
I see up here, it says I'd like to hear Tasha's reasons for leaving, too.
Oh, yeah, we've got questions. We'll get to questions.
Yeah. I guess just, I don't know how to make it. I mean, in this day and age, you got to, like, there wasn't a ton of money. There wasn't a ton of raises. There weren't a lot of, you know, inflation is crazy. I got to pay my bills. So that's kind of why I left, basically, was I got an offer that was, but in some ways I still want to enjoy my day. Like, is more money worth not? And like, you got to be somewhere for 8 hours a day. So you want to still like it a little bit too. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah, like I said, I'm still just trying to figure it all out.
Well, I completely forgot what I was going to say because I had a thing in mind and then I was going to let you finish and then I was going to say the thing. And now it's sort of like we're back.
Should we just go to the questions? Well,
we certainly can. I mean, there's other things other than just like life to talk about. I mean,
the other thing why the last couple months have been rough. I posted that my car had to get towed, like huge car repair, like just. When it rains, it storms. It feels, you know, it's been a lot.
Yeah. Well.
But, you know, I'm going to try to still laugh about it because otherwise, you know me, I'm a crier. So I'm going to try not to do that. But.
Somebody rang my Ring doorbell.
But, oh. Visitors.
Well, it's like a UPS guy or something. Oh. So we'll just leave him there. Yeah, like I guess in the first one, all I did was bitch about the old job. I didn't really talk about the new one. And yeah, the new one is the only sponsor we have for this podcast, SiouxFallsShooting.com. If you'd like to take a shooting class, learn how to shoot a rifle, shoot a pistol, or get your permit, go to SiouxFallsShooting.com. Hey, no, I was... I guess fortunate that I had started a thing 6 years ago. Slowly and mm-hmm. you know it grew and grew and so when it became obvious that okay, you want to replace me with a syndicated morning show no matter who we find, okay. well, in that case, yeah, deuces, let's figure out something else. And I'm like, well, I'll just do more of this. Mm-hmm. So it, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I do wish I had a talent that was a little easier to monetize. Like, why couldn't I be a woodworker or a painter or a photographer or something?
Well.
But I'm just good at talking. So if you want to hire me to talk, that's great. I MC German Fest. That was fun to be back at that.
See,
that
I told you there had to be something.
Yeah.
I did see that on like Instagram or something. So it was just like getting up and doing the things. And
yeah, I just did a few announcements in the beginning. I mean, I was only quote unquote like supposed to be there for 3 hours or whatever. So I really just, when the band took a break, I'd say a couple words here or there. It wasn't, you know, it was good. And I'd be there anyway, having a beer. So
yeah, with your people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, there's that. I took a trip out west to go. I got an elk tag. I think that happened before we left. But I wanted to go out and scout since I had the time to go do it. And I forgot that I had gone to Pier, stayed the night there because I was going to blast prairie dogs or something. And then I ended up not doing that. And then I was going to go to, and I stayed in a hotel that night. And then I was going to head to Spearfish and then up to Harding County. There's this thing in between Pier and Spearfish called Sturgis. And it was during the rally.
Oh, fun.
Oh, it took me an hour and a half to go through on 34. That's just the highway that comes in from the east, from Pier. Took me an hour and a half to get through and then get out to the interstate. The odd thing was it got slower the closer to the interstate I got. Hmm. When it was just like in downtown and like where all the, you know, bikinis and droopy looking people were. It wasn't so bad. As soon as I got closer to the interstate, now all of a sudden there's like, you know, regular trucks who are trying to make deliveries and stuff or like trying to get in and out, yeah, out of the interstate. And it would be like, I would move like one car length for every cycle of the light. I'm like, how is this possible? Like no cars moved. What the hell is going on? This is terrible. And so then finally I get out of there and I get up to Spearfish and I'm just like, if I have to, like, Harding County is, in case someone doesn't know, is like the northwesternmost county in the state. It borders North Dakota and Montana. I was completely prepared to just drive straight across to Aberdeen through the middle of nowhere, go through Mobridge, and then come south because I did not want to go through Sturgis again. I did not want to deal with it. And it was, and then there would be, like, I would see friends of mine who were like hanging out in Sturgis. I'm like, and they live out there. I'm like, how can you do this? How can you do it? Like, I'm not knocking Sturgis. Like, I'm not saying it's not a thing that should happen. Like, I'm glad Sturgis is a thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be there when it's happening. You know, it's just a freaking madhouse.
Yeah.
And
we did a
like, imagine the worst traffic after a concert and multiply it by 20.
Right. We did a family vacation out in the Black Hills right around the time. We were like, our last couple days were the first couple days that it started.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't too crazy yet. Like, I remember we kind of drove through one day just to,
I bet,
like,
it was probably actually pre-rally. Maybe. Like a week, yeah, even a week, 10 days out, it'll be starting to get crazy.
There were still like vendors on the streets and stuff because, yep, we bought a couple t-shirts and things like that, but it wasn't like super bananas yet.
Yeah. No, there was, Crystal and I went out there for just a vacation when we were dating. And it was like the week, it was like the last weekend in July. So it was like the weekend before the first weekend of the rally and the vendors were already up. I found a t-shirt a couple weeks ago in my closet that was buried under a bunch of stuff from Rally Week 2006. Or no, Bike Week. They called it Bike Week because Sturgis is trademarked.
Oh, gotcha.
So you can't do that, but yeah.
Oh, I thought of another thing I've done since we left the show that was good. I went to Hanson.
Oh, yeah,
for the,
I saw
like,
that.
Eighth time. And Backstreet Boys were just here finally after the 2-year COVID thing. So I got a little respite with my boys, you know.
That snuck up on me. I was all of a sudden like, oh, that's a thing happening. Oh.
I saw a couple of people that were like, this was not advertised at all. I was like, well, it's been 2 years in the making. So most everybody had their tickets already.
Was it? It looked from the videos and pictures I saw, it was mostly sold out.
Yeah, it looked pretty full, like, to me. Yeah.
Just nosebleeds left pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, it did, when we first got there, I was a little nervous. I was like, there's like a lot of seats left, but you know, they fill up pretty quick.
Was there an opening act?
No.
Good.
But I will say, because I've seen that, I actually saw the DNA tour in Omaha prior to COVID. So I saw kind of the same show. And sometimes Brian's son, Bailey, will perform. He'll do like a half hour or something. So the tickets all said the music started at 7:30. So what I assumed would happen was it would be Bailey from like 7:30 to 8. And then they do the like, you wait around for another 20 minutes and then they would start at like 8:30. Uh-huh. That's what I assumed. But since there was no opener, they still started at 8:30, but we were all just sitting there for like an hour. Like, what's going on? Cause the ticket said music would start at like, something would start at 7:30. So, but whatever, it was still good.
The, that reminds me of Metallica when they played here. Jim Brewer he wasn't the opening act. He was just like the warm up MC. Mm-hmm. And like the time on the ticket said 8:30. Well, Metallica didn't take the stage until after 9.
Yeah.
And so And I brought my youngest, who was then 5, and had I realized, oh, this is not starting for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I would have thrown melatonin down his throat after kindergarten that day, and I would have been like, you're taking a nap. Yeah. Because he didn't make it very long. And now, like, you see that guitar there? We're in my living room, by the way, or my, I don't know what this room's called. It's kind of
your basement living room?
My basement living room. It's like the music and video game and shooting without bullets room is what we're in. That's what the targets are. Like,
gotcha.
I practice shooting stuff without bullets. But no, he got a guitar. Well, an acoustic guitar that was upstairs. He's right-handed, but he decided, like, I hold guitars left-handed, and that's just how I'm going to live my life.
You know, and I never realized that. You know what I think it is? And I don't know if this is his thing, but because when you watch TV, it's like mirror. So you hold,
I think that's where it started when he was really little.
Yeah.
But it just, usually your hand dominance sort of overrides that, you know?
Because even, I've never played actual guitar, but even when I would play Guitar Hero, I would always want to hold it the other way. And people were like, what are you doing? And I think it's from watching people, like, I don't know.
Well, another thing too, like, if you're right-handed, the right hand is the one that's doing all the finger wiggling, you know, moving all over the fretboard and going, and your dominant hand is the one that's just going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
It seems counterintuitive a little bit.
But I mean, as a right-handed guitar player myself, I've tried to play his guitar, and I'm worse than someone who's never played, because I actually have knowledge, but I can't translate it to the other hands or opposite. But like, I'm also a firm believer, though, that anything that is done two-handed can be learned to be done the other way, because if you think of baseball players, like the number of switch hitters there are in baseball, like they don't all switch hit, but there's a lot of them, you know? So, and were you taking switch hit to the gutter there?
No,
when you
I
were
was
chuckling?
Just you were like, if you think of how many there are, I'm like, I have no idea how many there are. Like, I'm not a big baseball.
Okay. I forgot.
But I'm like, sure. I was just agreeing with you.
Whatever. And so, yeah, but anyway, so he's started doing that. He took like 3 or 4 guitar lessons, and he's just like, I don't want to. Because all he wants to do is learn Master of Puppets off of YouTube and play the middle solo of that and just do his thing. And I never took a lesson either. Like, I just wanted to figure it out on my own. And
you're like, okay.
So that's what he's been doing.
So he's still playing. He's just not
He's still playing. And he has rekindled his love of like basic. He also wants a bass. I'm like, no. Learn the guitar. You can get a bass later. But he's been banging on the drums. I actually had to buy a new drum head because he busted it open. That was his Christmas present that same year when we went to Metallica. He was like 5. And so it was pretty inexpensive. So we got it, and he played it a whole bunch for 6 months and then didn't touch it for the last 3 years, 4 years, whatever.
Well, you know.
But that's why I was tempted to get rid of it, because it takes up a lot of space. But I was like,
he's back.
Kids ebb and flow in their interests. And so, yeah. When Metallica, by the way, that reminds me of Stranger Things. We watched it all. Saw the whole thing.
It's good, right?
Oh,
like, that newest season is pretty. Do you understand why Kate Bush is a big deal now?
Yeah. I didn't, like, when it was, I didn't realize how it wasn't just, because when you said it was in the show, I'm like, oh, sure, it's in the show. You know,
it's like an integral part of the show.
Yes, yeah. It's like actually a thing that happens during the show to like execute part of the plot. Like, it wasn't just background noise.
But I will say there was even, and obviously the Master of Puppets scene, everybody freaked out about too, but a scene that I also thought was very good that seems to just not get as much attention was the Journey song.
Oh yeah. Don't Stop Believin'.
No, I thought it was Separate Ways. They did a.
Was it? I remember I was about to say Journey.
You.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Like, there's a scene.
It was a Journey song.
There's
that was
a scene
not
when
that,
they're
yeah.
like getting ready. Like, it's kind of a, And they walk. I just remember there's a part where there's
someday love will find you.
And that was also a really good scene, and it gets overshadowed, but it's still a good, like, they use music in that show so well, is basically
my point. And this has been
point.
5 seconds to cash, but we have no money anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that was good.
So these episodes are going to be, what, 20 minutes so we're done now? Or
no. No, we're done when we're done. That's why I gave you booze. I wanted to lube you up. That's what I was thinking. And then a lot of people were like, I wish it was longer. Like, I literally, like, some of the comments were like, I downloaded this to listen to you talk. So more is better. And like the only podcast I have ever listened to where when they got really long and I was like, okay, this could have been shorter. And it's not even all of them. It's just some of them. So, and like, he's the king, but Joe Rogan, every now and then he'll have one where it's like, this one, you could have stopped sooner. I mean, when it's like 3.5 hours, it's like,
that's too much.
Not all of this was interesting, but at the same time though, people listen to it. You don't have to listen to it. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to. So before you send an email to Andy@AndyErickson.com. Just remember, you downloaded this first if you don't like it. So anyway, so I posted on Facebook today. Oh, by the way, I wanted to address something that came up. I was asked why my Facebook page still has Hot 104.7 in it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to change it. I changed my Instagram. I changed my Twitter. But when I tried to change Facebook, it wouldn't let me.
Let me change mine. That's weird.
Well, it was actually just this week I found out why. I Googled, you know, Facebook won't let me change my page name. Why not? And it's because I was blocked a few years ago. So for my shooting instruction business, SiouxFallsShooting.com, I used to buy Facebook ads for classes, you know, to just try and get people to sign up. Well, apparently I violated the terms somehow. They wouldn't tell me how, of course. They just said I broke the rules. Well, how did I break the rules? What did I do? I'm not selling any guns or ammunition. Like, that's the big thing, or gun parts or anything like that. I didn't do any of that. You broke the rules. Okay, but how did I break the rules? Because you broke the rules. I literally got this response over and over. So, okay, fine. Well, it turns out if you're like, so I was just suspended from purchasing ads or boosts or whatever. Because of that, my page is locked.
Oh.
I can still operate it and run it and do whatever.
But you can't like edit it.
But I can't. Well, I can do everything except change the name of it. Apparently.
Weird.
Yeah. So if anyone's wondering why that is, I'm not doing it like I wanted to change it like the week I left. Like I tried to do it the day I quit and it wouldn't let me. It just said, we are not able to change the name at this time. Okay. So then I tried a couple weeks later. We are unable to change the name at this time. Okay, now it's been a month and a half and still can't do it. So so that's why. That's why it still says that.
Huh.
Anyway. All right. So I posted on Facebook, Tosh and I are going to record an episode today. Have a question? Ask below. So where's my mouse? There it is. Okay. So I'll just address what the most popular question was. Can you guys do one with Mitchell? Yeah, probably someday.
Right. We still, like, a lot of people ask me too, like, are you and Andy still friends? Or did you guys actually get along?
That was one of the questions.
And I would say, yeah, I mean, we get along. Are we besties?
No.
But like, we're good.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's fine.
No, I would say we've probably communicated about the same to slightly more off the air as we did when we worked together.
Right. Because, and a lot of
probably
people,
slightly more, just because
a relationship like ours is super weird. Because, like, we sat in a little room for like 5 hours a day. So that's enough, usually.
Yeah. It is. But at the same time, though, you know, I would just see something funny on the internet that I'm like, Tosh needs to see this.
Yeah, no, we're still good. I mean, sure, do we butt heads sometimes? Yeah. Like I said, we're not. And I'm saying this assuming you feel the same way. Like, I would never say, like, oh, yeah, Andy's my best friend. Like, I would never say that. But we're good. Like, yeah. It's fine.
I mean, I would, if I was going to be out and about near where you lived having a beer, I'd be like, hey, I'm down at Craven. You want to come down?
Yeah.
You know,
We're chill. We're good.
But, yeah, so That's let's see what else. What was the most memorable on-air moment for both of you, Samantha?
This is just because it came up in my memories the other day. It was the whole don't take the girl thing where I thought where I thought Tim McGraw or like the Johnny and his dad.
The homeless girl.
Adopted the homeless girl and then they had a weird step-sibling relationship. Yeah. I'd say that was one of the weird...
Oh, man, that was...
And then someone was like, just watch the music video. And I was like, oh, yeah, this makes way more sense.
Yeah. That whole thing was... Yeah, that was amazing. Another one that stands out for me is the gopher episode.
Yes.
The 13-striped ground squirrel is what the thing's actually called.
Right, because it was like... And I don't even know how we got on the topic. This is one of those
just
things...
Just gopher... It was Caddyshack came up somehow.
Yeah. Because it was like, what's the difference between like a prairie dog, a ground squirrel, a gopher? Well, and like, it turned into, people felt very strongly about this. It turned into a whole thing.
And I thought the little tiny guys that run around and dive down into holes,
which
I'm like.
More like prairie dog.
Well, no. They're, prairie dogs are bigger. Like I'm thinking of the ground squirrel or like.
Here we go. We're doing it again.
I don't even care what it's called, by the way. I'm not even going to Google.
But it's one of those things where. When people ask, like, how did you show prep and stuff? That was the thing we never could have prepped for. It just weirdly happened.
No, it just happened.
And people were very invested.
Same with Don't Take the Girl. I mean, why are we talking about a country song from 1993?
I don't know how it came. I think.
How did that come
maybe
up?
Maybe our topic was like misheard lyrics or something. I don't know.
Could have been. I don't know. The ground squirrel thing or gopher, whatever, that was memorable. I don't know. It's like. A lot of times people would ask me something about that I said within the last 2 weeks. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry. One of the Mitchell times when he was in, I remember we were just absolutely crying. The recorder.
Oh yeah.
Episode.
Where we tried to play the recorders.
Yeah. That was kind of memorable. I still remember like right after you started because the tower had, you know, fallen over and we did a show at Juice Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way back, I thought I was going to die.
Oh, yeah. Almost got hit. Because
that semi
car.
the semi lost control on 229.
It was snowing in April.
And this was just weeks after Icepocalypse had happened.
Mm-hmm.
That was like right after you started.
Yes, Icepocalypse was 2013, wasn't it?
Yeah, because that was like the first half of April, and you started on the 15th on
that
the morning
was nuts.
Show.
That was, ugh.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys still talk often that we kind of, text here and there? I wouldn't call it often. let's see. That's a Mitchell one. There were some that were like direct questions.
What do you think of the Taco Bell pizza? I haven't had it yet, I guess.
I haven't either.
So we'll let you know.
I'm still the same as I ever was. When I go to a restaurant, I always order the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And if it's Taco Bell, it's a cheesy gordita crunch with no lettuce. And a 5-layer beefy burrito.
And honestly, I'm just more of a Taco John's gal. So, but I'd give the Taco Bell pizza a whirl.
See,
here's why I've never tried it. When it came back out or when they brought it back, it was crazy. Like, the lines were nuts. I ain't waiting in that line.
No, that's a good way, great way to get me to not show up. here's another thing I never could have said on the air because for fear of pissing off a client. Taco Bell. For lunch, yes. Taco John's for lunch, no. Taco Bell for breakfast, no. Taco John's for breakfast, oh hell yeah.
And see, I'm just more, I mean, don't get me wrong, Taco Bell, I'll eat it, but I'm just way more Taco John's.
You can't piss off a client. I just like it better, that's all. My uncle used to own a bunch of Taco John's. Let's see. We need you back. No. Sorry, not coming back. Are you coming back?
I would say I'm just going to throw this out there because it'll never happen. for a certain amount of money, I'd come back.
Oh, everybody's got a price.
Yeah.
And I have a price. You want to know what my price is?
What?
It's $100,000 a year.
Mine's not even that high.
All the equipment is in the room next door, and I don't have to write another fucking blog ever again.
Oh,
there's my price. So, if anybody's looking for a radio DJ,
my price isn't quite that steep. I'll contact my people. I kind of wish I had people. It's hard to advocate for yourself. I want someone to do it for me.
Yeah. We're so humble, this part of the country. Like,
it's so hard.
Hard to say. Like, I'll say it's easier when I'm literally, like, every now and then I have to do a little bit of salesmanship. Mm-hmm. Usually it's when I'm talking to a range I've not been to before, and they're like skeptical of whether or not I can do things safely without, you know, destroying their facility.
Yeah.
So then I'm kind of having to sell them on it a little bit, but yeah. Where were we at on the questions? Oh, what do you think of the new morning show?
I've only heard a very brief little bit of it.
I haven't heard any of it.
And, I will say I've seen a bunch of the comments talking about how it seems like there's like canned laughter and weird stuff. And there is, weirdly.
Is it?
I don't get it.
Bob and Tom had canned laughter in the pre-recorded bits.
Right.
Like not when they were like talking.
I will honestly
to people,
say but. I literally only listened for like a few minutes. Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I will say in a weird way, and maybe this is just because I'm weirdly sentimental, like it's hard for me to listen to Hot at all just because it's like kind of sad, you know, like just for me in general.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm just,
we're such different people.
But I'm like,
I'm not tuning
but, you know,
in
like,
because
I'm a crier and I'm
to.
Sad and I'm like, you know, like, I don't know. It was a big part of my life. So it's just hard.
It was for me until it pooped on me and then I cared less. I don't know. This is sort of related. What do you two think of 104.7's decision on replacing you?
Well, technically we both left.
We left first, yes.
Left. But in a weird way.
But how? I'm not sure if he's asking what we think of the way we were replaced. I think that's what he's asking.
A couple of my friends even asked because, you know, like with everything, there was a point where I thought I would stay there forever. When I left college, all I wanted to do was be on a morning radio show. That's mm-hmm. all and then I did it and I thoroughly enjoyed it for a very long time. And I get that a lot of people don't realize this about local media. Like raises aren't guaranteed. A lot of places get a cost of living raise every year. We don't.
Most other places, there's a contract involved.
Right.
Whereas we were just at will employees like anybody else with a job, mm-hmm. you know.
So
in South
I mean,
Dakota.
I do think if there were some times where I felt and I don't want to make it sound like, oh, I needed to be told I was pretty every day or anything. It's nothing like that. But I didn't always feel like there was a very good communication. I didn't feel like there was like an open door policy. I didn't feel like ideas were freely accepted. I didn't, you know, there were certain things that just, you know, weren't. And obviously, at the end of the day, you got to pay your bills. So that's part of it,
yeah.
too. But I am sad that it's not local. I mean, I'd like everybody's been saying.
The fact that they replaced it with a syndicated show, just goes to show that I honestly think it's like, well, for the remainder of our careers, we're going to make this as simple as possible and maximize our own profits as much as possible. So, we're going to have, a show we don't have to talk to do it for us. And then we don't have to like have meetings or discussions or anything like that. I just thought it was like the radio as an industry has been killing itself for the last 15 years by insisting on ridiculous things like, especially within about the last 5 to 10 years, like, just shut up and play more music. Okay. Right now, that is the dumbest idea for a local radio station ever. One that actually is trying to grow. Because there's Spotify, there's Pandora, there's you can get whatever you want, anytime you want, on your phone. What you can't get are local personalities.
And I think that's evidenced by all the comments I've seen. Like, people want to, like the Backstreet Boys show just happened. You want them to come on air the next day and say, wasn't that show great? I was there. It was great. Did you see where they threw their underwear in the crowd? Did you see, like, you know,
they threw their underwear in the crowd?
Yeah. There's a little, I think it's clean underwear. I mean, I can't vouch for this, but there's a part where AJ and Kevin.
I want salty, sweaty.
AJ and Kevin do a quick change on stage and then they throw like a pair of underwear. But anyway.
Throw out the ball sweat.
But no, I do think it's evidenced by what the listeners are saying, I guess. So,
yeah. I mean, honestly, my favorite radio to listen to right now, I mean, the radio, when I listen to the radio now, you know what it is? Minnesota Public Radio Classical. Because it's something in the background without words. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be anything classical, but it's just there and it's convenient and it's got a good signal I can pick up in the basement here. Outside of that, I mean, I follow a couple of Instagram accounts that make fun of how, like, they're radio people. They love being in radio and they're mocking the business rather ruthlessly because of it. So, yeah.
I thought I saw one that said, if you could be a fly on the wall point in time in history,
right here,
who would you want to listen in on and why?
That's deep.
I feel like yours is going to be something with World War II.
No, I was actually going to go back further.
Okay.
If I could have been a fly on the wall during Abraham Lincoln's presidency, was he as long-winded and goofy a storyteller as Daniel Day-Lewis made him out to be in the movie Lincoln?
The first thing that came, I was like, oh, I should just say something funny, like a fly on the wall when NSYNC decided to go on hiatus or something and try to like talk him out of it or something. But then when you said you were going back further, I immediately in my brain went to like Jesus, like let's go to the Last Supper or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So one of those, NSYNC breaking up or Last Supper.
Yeah.
How's that?
The Last Supper.
I actually was at, I saw a comedian. I wish I could remember his name to give him credit, but he did a little bit about, you know, the old thing about, a lot of people say if they could go back in time, they'd kill Hitler before he did whatever. And I never thought of it this way. He goes, why would you do that? Because then you'd come back to the present and you would be like, hey, I killed Hitler, but no one's going to know who Hitler is. So it's not like you're a big deal. And now you're just someone that like killed a kid. And I was like, you know, you're not wrong. But I would assume you would do it not for the glory. You know what I mean? Like,
Speaking of comedians, that reminded me of a comedian I follow, Dustin Nickerson. He played here opening for John Crist a few years ago, and I've been following him ever since. Because I still to this day cannot remember the joke he told in their joke off on stage that was like the funniest joke I've ever heard. But the other day he had it was just a clip of him performing about when you... Have you ever woke up so ugly your iPhone won't unlock? And I have. Like, I'm sitting there laughing and like, ow, at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I was literally trying to open my phone and there was enough light in the room for it to unlock.
Sometimes just my, like, depending what sunglasses I wear, it won't work.
Yeah, I have a pair of sunglasses that will not reliably unlock.
Right. It's weird. But anyway.
Let's see. I saw on my phone there have been more. And this is...
We got to refresh.
It's the same old... No, I did refresh, but it's like not...
You got to...
It's kind of dumb.
You got to see all comments, website. Not most relevant or whatever.
Okay. This one was just like 5 minutes ago. Do you both or either still have plans to participate in local charity events, etc.? I know you did so much with the station. Will you help on... Will you help on other capacities? I like that you're always helping out the community. Good luck to both of you. Well, thank you, Danielle. No.
I guess it depends. What do you mean? Like,
no,
I mean, I
said that to be funny.
Right. I guess I took it to
be. Am I going to go hang out at Radiothon for 2 days this year? Probably not. No. I don't know. And the,
but we've both been asked to like MC events and stuff before. Like I would still do that. I would still do those.
But like,
not that German Fest is a charity, but you know, if, yeah, I would still, if you want an MC or someone to do something for stuff like that or whatever, hit me up. If that's what you mean, I guess I don't know exactly what they mean, but,
I mean, do I still get gifts wrapped at the Children's Inn booth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Do what,
sure.
what we can. Yeah.
Am I gonna,
do I round up my purchases sometimes to help people out? Yep. Still do that sometimes. I know some people don't like that, but
no, no, that is like, especially when I've had to make like 5 trips to Ace Hardware for something and it's the 5th time asking me if I want to round up for whatever they're asking me to round up. It's like, no, I'm already pissed off about this project that can't get done. I don't want to be asked to round up anymore. I guess being as bluntly honest, it's not that I don't care, but at the same time, like, I kind of have a lot going on and, there are things that, I'll say like most of the stuff that we were involved with when we were on the air was all stuff that we didn't choose to be involved with. Upper management chose to be involved with it.
But I wouldn't say any of it. We were like, it wasn't stuff we were against.
No.
Like we were,
no,
it wasn't like a cause. We were like, I don't like this cause.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
But to answer your question, yes, I'd still be involved with charity things.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I have to go back to my phone because this dumb website wants to curate all of the comments. I'm so glad you two are doing podcasts. Well, I am. She's not. She's just on this episode. I got the vibe when I asked the question. It's like, yay, it's the Andy and Tosh podcast.
But I mean, I mean,
I'll have you
again.
On free. Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. Like, I hope you'll be a frequent contributor, but like in a few weeks, I'm going to be antelope hunting and I'm going to have my buddy Tyler on for an episode and we're going to be in a tent doing the same thing, drinking, although we'll be drinking beer for sure.
In a tent. Yeah. You knew better than to be like, Tosh, let's go in a tent and do this.
There's something just weird about that sentence in general.
Well, and you know what I mean?
Let's see. I think we got through most of them. Well, I hate how Facebook curates everything. It's just like,
well,
can I just see it all?
Right. You have to hit all comments, but there is a lot of just,
a lot of repetition of,
yeah, a lot of them aren't questions. It's just more stuff about like,
oh wait, there was one. Okay. There was another one that had, what were the best parts and hardest parts of the job?
I will say, okay, going back to Radiothon and charity stuff, all of what you were saying aside, Radiothon was the thing I was most scared of doing. Just because I am a crier and it's too long days and it's, you're out of our comfort zone a little bit and all those sorts of things. But it became one of my favorite parts just, and for me, it was meeting the families. Once we, when you start putting faces to the stories and things, it really, you know, like, I don't know, for us, or at least for me, I shouldn't speak for you, but that was one of the things that I felt was, you know, because some days we'd come to work and it did seem like our show just ends up talking about poop or whatever. What's the big deal? Like, who cares, you know?
Hey, but like, people like poop.
But I will say, since announcing I was leaving and things like that, like, and don't get me wrong, I kind of knew that we were important to people, but not, but some of the, I don't want to cry and you're making me drink margarita.
Cry.
So so it's worse because this was all that happened the last like week that I was there. We got all these comments, or at least I got a bunch of comments. And since I've left the show, I've gotten bunches of messages and comments from people. How, God, I'm going to cry. But like,
just
how,
cry. Let
how
it go.
We did mean something to people, or like, you know, I was going through a hard time and listening to you gave me 5 minutes of a break, or, you know, just things you don't realize. And then, you know, and that's, I can't believe I'm crying right now. But that's why I think it's been so hard. I didn't realize how much that sort of interaction I would miss. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's one of the parts that I missed too.
Some days it did seem silly, but it that silly stuff actually was important to people sometimes. You don't know what people are going through. Like, and sometimes I will say some of the hardest parts while I'm crying, let's just go there. Like, we've both had life tragedies happen while we're at work.
Yeah.
And you can't totally hide those things. Like, Crystal got cancer, my mom died, you know, just various things. And it's like, oh, I don't, like, part of you doesn't want to share it with people because it's like your life, but then
pretty much everything else.
But, right. But, and I will say, the first Mother's Day after my mom died, I woke up to a message from a listener that was like, I know today's going to be hard for you. And I you know, I was just like, you know, I didn't think I'd cry, but those are the sorts of things those are the sorts of things where it's like, it made it worth it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. And I don't know. The hardest part is, I want to say getting up early, but at the same time, I actually, all y'all that work at 8 to 5 or 9 to 5, I don't know. I actually miss doing an early kind of shift. Like, I miss it.
No, I set my alarm, unless I stay up late doing a podcast and drinking margarita and summer shandy. My alarm goes off at 6 every day. Like,
yeah, I get up every day.
It made me a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
I hate, like, when it gets to be like 11 o'clock, I'm like, shit, day's over. It's basically like I'm out of time to do all the things I wanted to do today, you know. And in fact, doing this,
it's an adjustment for sure.
Doing this, I didn't get our little makeshift TV room studio put together as quickly as I thought I would, because I thought I was going to the range this morning to do like work stuff, and I realized I should just do that tomorrow, because by the time I get done setting this up, I'm only going to have like 2 hours there and I need more like 4. So, yeah, but I really, 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 really like getting up early. I have no desire to set my alarm any earlier than 6, but I do it. And I was not a morning person. Before, like,
no, I wouldn't say I was necessarily
before I
either, but
went to the morning show in 2009. I would stay up late and watch Craig until it ended at 12:30 every night, you know, just kind of mess around on my laptop doing work stuff or whatever. And yeah, but
I mean, yeah, some days were harder than others to get up, but you do weirdly get used to it in a way. Like,
I actually, my lack of routine became a routine. You know, they say, oh, you should have the same sleep schedule all the time to maximum, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, you know, some nights I would get like 8 hours of sleep. Some nights I got like 5.
Yeah.
And as long as I kept the bank, like, I had a low water mark. And as long as I could keep my sleep above the low water mark, whatever that was, I was fine. Occasionally there'd be a day where I was like, nope, we've gone below where you need to be sleep-wise. It's time for you to go home for lunch and have a nap for a couple hours. And then
there were definitely days, especially in the winter, and I think no matter what your job is,
usually happen in the winter.
The winter
for sure.
is always a little more, we're all a little more sluggish in the winter. But there would be days in the winter where I would, you know, my alarm would go off. I'd be getting up begrudgingly, like brushing my teeth, and I would already be thinking, I can't wait to take a nap later. Like, I just knew today was a nap day.
And I'm not a napper.
I'm not usually either.
And if I need a nap, like, I'm tired.
When I first started, naps happened a little bit more, but you do eventually kind of get used to it.
Yeah. So. Let's see. Oh, and then did either of you ever oversleep? Yeah.
All the time. Well, not all the time, but a handful of times for both
of us.
Compared to me, yes, you did
all the time.
No, but that
you
was
did
always,
more than I did.
Our show started at 6. We usually tried to be there. Well, when I first started, we tried to be there at 5, and then that turned into like 5:15, and then that turned into like 5:30, and then.
Well,
but the main rule was,
my give a shit was well busted by the time 2018 rolled around.
The main rule kind of was, if the other person wasn't there by 5:30, call them.
But that even became more like 40.
Well, but because it would give them enough time to get there, hopefully by six.
You and know? What I always, here's just my perception of it.
Because stuff does happen where your alarm doesn't go off or you hit the alarm wrong or whatever.
Like earlier on, when you would call me at like 5:33, I was usually in the car on my way already.
Yeah.
And so after a while, you're just like, I'm not going to call yet.
Right.
Like, so it became more like 5:38,
yeah.
5:40 before you would call. And the last time I did oversleep, I just completely forgot to set any of my alarms. Like,
right.
None of them were set.
I mean, it just happens sometimes.
And I woke up to the phone ringing. And I remember having the thought in my head, like, after I look at the phone, I'm like, why is Tosh calling me? And I answer the phone. And I think I realized between looking at the phone and thinking that and putting the phone to my head, like, oh, I don't think I set my alarms or whatever I said. I don't remember what it was. It was this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it happened. This is a funny story, though. I had just started back in 2004. And I was originally in 2004 hired to do the morning show. And I was doing it solo because that was the first time they were trying to fire me. And then they ended up not. And I shut off my alarm after, and this is before, I mean, I had a cell phone, but the alarms on cell phones, I don't recall being very good back then. And I had an alarm clock, and I must've just hit my snooze, and I woke up to my cell phone ringing, and it was my PD saying, program director, like, are you okay? Yeah. Chit. Sorry. I just shut off my alarm. He's like, no, it's fine. We were just afraid you were dead. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I still was embarrassed about it. Like,
I
hated that I did it. But
well,
like,
and that's why I think, especially doing a morning show by yourself, like you need that backup of, you know, because obviously there were times we would do the show by ourselves when the other one was gone. But I always felt like I was more paranoid when I knew I was alone. So, like I never overslept on a day I was by myself.
No, I mean,
like you just know subconsciously you can't do that today.
Yeah. So, no, the wind would creak the house and I was wide awake. Like, is that my alarm?
There was something I was thinking of while you were talking and now the margarita is kicking in and I can't remember what it was, but the thing that I did more often, I think, than missing an alarm in the morning was, you know, going to bed at like 8:30 or 9, I'd wake up and it would only be like, I was only asleep for like an hour, but for some reason I'd see like 10 o'clock on the clock
and
I thought it was like 10 a.m. and I was like, oh my God, I missed everything. And I'd be so confused like what day it was. Like I didn't know what was
like the recurring.
I did that probably way more.
The recurring dream that I would have was I would wake up at like 11, noon, 1 o'clock, having completely missed the show. And then I come running into work, but it wasn't where we worked. It was some like spaceship looking place. And every time they would say, no, I'm sorry, they left without you. And that was it. That was all of it.
I guess I never had like a recurring dream, but I just.
It's the only recurring dream I ever remember having.
Interesting.
Yeah. My Wi-Fi is out in my house. I don't know what the deal is. Like when there was a big storm this summer, you know how power lines go out when there's a big storm? How the hell does cable go out when it's underground in a storm? I don't understand. It's really irritating. Twice this summer, they've been putting fiber optic in over here in my neighborhood. And twice this summer, they've popped gas lines leading to people's houses. Oh. And so then the whole street's blocked off and the fire department's there. And there's like, it's just a mess, but.
I saw a question. Sorry, I was looking back at the questions.
Okay.
I don't know if I have one to share, but I'm kind of curious if you do. What is something that you're dying to share with us that you couldn't share when you were both on the radio? I don't know if I really have anything. I was just curious if you had one.
Ask me the question again. Something we were always wanting to share.
You wanted to share that you couldn't share with us when you were both on the radio.
No, not that I mean, outside of stuff that would have just made our bosses mad, you know, not really. It was weird to have this filter on while you're speaking, because like everybody else can just talk about exactly what they did over a weekend. And like, after a while, you and I quit caring so much, but we used to like get in trouble if we mentioned like specific places, if they weren't clients, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're only supposed to mention a client, not a non-client.
Yeah, I feel like...
But it's not like we knew who was advertising and who wasn't. Mm-hmm. So like, you know...
And I always
mentioned something about tires, and apparently they had stopped advertising, so I was not to say that ever again. Like, oh my God.
Well, we ran into that a little bit more when we even doing like... post for the website. It was like, I always looked at it though, like if we mention a business or write something about a business on the website, I know the sales department's like, we're giving them free advertising, but I looked at it like, maybe now they'll see that like us talking there's about value. It helped them. So yeah. There's value and it's actually helping you sell it. Like that's kind of, I don't know.
So but if anybody would like to buy ads on the podcast, just email Andy at andyerickson.com.
That was like the back and forth that happened a couple times.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things like, if a new big thing is opening in town, how do we not talk about it?
Right. No. I don't know if you're not aware of the like all the stories that we had to write. Basically what those are is it's like, I mean, it's literally, it started off when we started writing, it was like, don't be clickbaity. Now it's like, no, be clickbaity. Like, just write a headline that makes people click. Like, you can still write with a third grade education. It's fine. We don't care how bad your writing
was. I will say, even in college, writing for the media, they told us to dumb it down. Most people, like, that's...
Yeah.
Most people's reading comprehension is not, you know, like a research paper level.
But I had a problem with writing... like a dum-dum. I didn't want to write like a dum-dum.
No, I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Because like, I enjoyed writing. Like, I wrote stuff that would be thousands of words. I know I had one post that was over 2,000 words.
We talked about this a lot. Like, sometimes the more time you spent on a post, it seemed like the less traction it got.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just felt like defeated. Because you put in all this work and you were really proud of something and then it wouldn't get a ton of clicks. But it's not because it's not good. It's just like the internet is a very fickle place and it's hard to make something.
Well, your headline sucked. That's the problem. It doesn't matter how good the story is.
But
how good the headline
is. There were times I would literally get, quote, like be told, like, make this your headline and it still wouldn't do anything. So yeah. Like, you know, the internet is fickle. You
can't. I always wanted to just pictures of Andy's junk. Well, then no one would click that. Never mind.
It got to the point my friends where we went anywhere, I just always like took pictures of stuff because you just never really knew what could become a post. And my friends were like, are we going to end up on the website? And I was like, probably. Like,
yeah. No. The interesting thing since starting this podcast, which is, I mean, this is only the second one. And the first episode only, we're recording this on Thursday. So the first one just came out 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
That... this never happened to me when we were on the radio, but now that it's a podcast and it's just like this thing I'm doing in my basement and it's not, you know, like part of a building or business, apparently everybody thinks that they should be a podcast guest on this. Like the number of people who have said, hey, you should have me. And by the way, I'm not making fun of anybody. It's just amusing to me. When I was on the radio, nobody wanted to be on. Nobody asked. Nobody said, hey, you should have me on sometime and talk about...
Well, maybe
you know,
they thought there'd be more red tape and stuff.
Maybe. But
Or it seemed more intimidating or something.
There really wasn't more red tape. It's just like, if you could tell me a good reason to have you on, like, sure. You know?
Well, and I mean, we saw it even when people would come... Because, you know, we'd do the local interviews for local events and stuff. And people would get real nervous. But I think it's...
Yeah.
But like just doing it in your basement is a little less intimidating than, you know,
yeah,
a whole thing,
I suppose.
And people doing it this way, they're probably like, oh, he'll edit it. It's not live, blah, blah, blah. Whereas on the radio, most of what we did was pretty live. So,
well, and I'm not going to edit any of this either. So, I mean, I'll put in my snazzy little music at the beginning and end, which, by the way, I wrote and performed myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because... music's expensive to like, yeah. So I'm
even,
still,
are you sure even earlier when we sang a little bit of Journey, are you going to get sued? Like maybe you should take that out.
I should have been gone.
That was what thing on the radio. Like, the radio already kind of has
We were covered.
We were licensed and had rights, and we could sing along to whatever we wanted.
All I had to do was kick
out.
It is
funny when I listen to other podcasts, they're like, I would sing that for you, but I'd have to pay a lot of money. You know, there's a lot of that sort of stuff. But
well, and there's a certain amount of free use or fair use that's, you know, if you're like commenting on it, because there's this, there's a YouTube channel I found recently that I love. It's called the Charismatic Voice. This woman who's an opera singer and vocal coach will watch. It's not all this. A lot of her channel is this, is like heavy metal singers, and will like critique and talk about their singing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was a Metallica performance that sucked me in. That was the one of the suggested videos. That's how I found it. And she's a hoot. Like, she gets really excited whenever there's something cool. She's not hypercritical. I mean, she's definitely looking at the positive in it, you know, and just sort of pointing out, like, interesting things that, like, a metal screamer does that's actually sort of operatic or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a neat channel. And I don't know why I just started telling that story. Apparently the margarita is sinking in now.
Right.
But, yeah. Well, over an hour.
I know. Should that?
Wow. Are you bored?
No, I thought in your first episode you said they were all going to be like half an hour. So are we?
Well, I realized it's a podcast. It can be as long as I want. Like, I was thinking, I mean, in my head, like, minimum, I'm going for like, you know, what someone would commute in Sioux Falls, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
I hear you.
Like, that'll be my baseline. If I can't fill 15 minutes, nah, right. I'll just not do one that week. But, and just like when we are on the air, you're staring at your phone.
Well, I was trying to see if there were more new questions. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, what do you think of my horns?
Yeah, a lot of dead animal carcasses. You should be on Tinder with all these dead animal carcasses.
Hey, there's only four.
True, I guess.
I mean, this is the big boy. He's on the wall by himself. That was the big honker from 2 years ago.
I have no opinion, I guess. I don't really care.
No, I just thought it would be amusing to ask you. Like, no, there's a couple deer and an antelope over there and then the big deer.
I can't believe
that's not impressive to you, really?
Like, I'm not still even thinking about the fact that I cried. I was like, I can't believe I cried. I kind of can because you gave me margarita.
Well,
it's definitely gets. I'm an easier crier, especially with
anybody who does come on this podcast. I'm going to attempt to throw booze at you just to lube you up.
But you know, I don't really need help to talk.
No, I know, but I just thought it'd be more fun since we can. So why not? I mean, granted, it is only 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Part of me is surprised and then not surprised because I do cry at everything. But.
And my kids will be home from school.
Well, yeah, at first
soon.
We were supposed to do this later. And then I was like, it might be better if we do it when we're, you know, not as many people around.
Well, and so. You didn't realize I was planning on day drinking. So
I didn't. He's like, do you want a beer or a margarita? And I was like, what?
Yeah, beer or margarita.
Okay.
So there we go. Well, did we answer all the things?
I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like it was a lot of repeat. They just want to know what we're doing now and why we left. And
basically, listen to episode one.
Andy's living his best life and I'm just a stress ball is what's happened since. And I know I did it to myself, but just send me positive vibes, I guess.
At the same time, though, like, I mean, I've said it a couple of times, like, I'm grateful that you did because otherwise I'd still be stuck there. But at the same time, I don't mean to be like that guy at the gym who's trying to, you know, insult you by trying to be nice. But at the same time, like, stuff happens for a reason.
That's what I keep trying to tell myself. Yeah.
No.
But I might be living in your basement in a couple months. Well,
I mean, we'll just push the drum kit against the wall. This couch is really comfortable to sleep on, by the way. It is super comfortable.
Yeah.
So.
No, I hear
you.
Even
though it is old as balls, this thing is old.
I feel like people are still going to be like, because I still haven't really said what I'm doing, but I mean, it's still my life and I am a private citizen, so I don't want to like put all that out there, but you know.
One more question. What is Tasha's last name?
It's a secret.
It's still a secret?
Still a secret.
It's not Johnson?
No. I will tell you that much.
Well, I know what it is, but... another comment. My morning sucked now. My daughter's sad. No questions, just statements.
My morning sucked now, too.
No,
it
funny.
It is weird, though, to think that, like, and I kind of knew this before, because if we took a half day before, we were done by, like, 9:30, something like that. And that's, like, when most people are starting their day.
Like, their day just started, yeah. And now I have the rest of the day. Granted, we kind of went to bed a little earlier than most folks.
But what's really happening at, like...
No, I mean, I didn't go to bed that much earlier.
No, it was usually, like, 9-ish.
Between 9 and 10.
Yeah.
And then I would dick around on my phone until 10, at least, most of the time.
But, I mean, there were some times, you know, if I went to a show or something the night before, the next day would be a little rough, but it was still worth it, usually. Yeah.
I'm just scrolling through. There's... Oh, you should have Mitchell on. Oh, you should have Mitchell
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, okay, we get it. You know, I tried to give him his website domain, and he still hasn't taken it. Like, I registered it for him so someone else wouldn't. Well, I did that on the air one morning.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so then he did, like, hey, do the thing to unlock it. And okay, I did it. Still hasn't.
Yeah, and I still
have it.
I guess it wasn't a question, but I still text with Mitchell here and there, too. Like, we're all still friends.
I haven't really texted Mitchell, and since I don't actually participate on Facebook, I don't really see the stuff he's doing, but... oh, here's a question. Are you guys coming back? No. I guess we hit that one earlier. Yeah. I forgot.
Andy's a definite no.
I'm a definite no.
I'm a... My price to come back is very high.
I have a price. I mean, there's a price I would do
My
it.
My price isn't as quite as steep as
mine
as.
Is pretty steep. I would be almost as expensive as a salesperson. Almost. So, almost. Not quite. All right.
Again, these are his words.
What?
Mine.
What? You can make a senator's salary. Didn't you hear the commercials back in the day?
Oh, dear. Anyway.
Well. Okay, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Now we're just like reaching. Well, thanks for coming over and doing
thanks,
the things and
thanks
stuff.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, you kind of invited yourself, but you were still my first choice of a first guest anyway. So.
And I think a lot of people, if they knew you outside of just the station, I assumed you were going to do like a gun podcast, which.
No, I probably will.
But to start, you're just doing random?
No, I just wanted to kind of do something similar like we did before. Like, I mean, kind of what I envision is like, I'll kind of talk about Sioux Falls-y South Dakota stuff. And if I have a guest worth having on, you know, like if something happens, like I can just bop down to my basement, talk shit for 10 minutes and post it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean... I don't really have a grand plan. Like I said, I'm doing it for fun. I will take money if someone wants to give it to me, but that's not the goal here.
I will also take money if someone wants to give it to me. Maybe I should just start an OnlyFans. I've been told I have cute feet. Should I do that?
Yeah. OnlyFans, there's money there for sure.
Hey, I'm not part of me is like, why not?
Hell no. I mean, I would be a brown bagger. If I was doing it, for sure, like, I would not want my face on there.
No, no, same. That's why I said my feet. It'd be, like, for feet.
Oh,
people.
Feet. I missed that. Oh.
I said I should start an OnlyFans. I've been told I have cute feet.
Do you?
I don't know. I think they're okay.
Your pedicure's chipping.
It is. And the one toe, remember when I hurt my toe last summer? It's normal-ish.
Does it look funny?
It's not as normal as my other toe. The right one is the messed up one. See, it's a little weirder than
well,
the
your
one.
Big toe is, like, trying to cover up your second toe.
Well, that's because I have Morton's toe, where the second toe's longer.
No, it's like trying to be on top of it.
No, but this, excuse me, this toenail is the one that's like regrowing, so it's a little weird, but.
See,
now this is getting weird. You can tell we had a drink. This is, this is why they didn't allow it.
Show would have been so much better. I finally got, it only took me 45 years to get like the working man's black fingernail.
That's what my toe looked like for a good like six or eight months.
Big black bloody bruise thing. No, I was just after a match. I was putting steel away and smashed it between. It didn't even hurt that bad. It just kind of smashed. I'm like, ow, that smarted. I've smashed my fingers worse and never had a giant black spot show up. And then Next day, giant black spot on my pinky finger. So, yeah. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up. I tried to 5 minutes ago, but then
right.
things and stuff. Well, thanks for listening. If you listened this far, good on you. well done. I appreciate it very, very much. And we'll talk to you next week.